How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Everyone, welcome to our podcast. I'm Daphne.
And I'm Gina.
And this Week in Skating. We scour the internet so you don't have to in order to focus on the confirmed news and updates.
This episode, we're bringing you the news and updates through March 4th. Happy March. Happy month of the World Championships. We are just 2 weeks away from being in Montreal. So exciting.
I am so excited to get us all there. And you know what? One of the things I'm looking the most forward to is getting to meet fellow journalists that I've not met in person, but I've known for a while. It's going to be great. We get to meet Mateo. Mm-hmm. And then I believe Sean and Hero from Europe on Ice are also coming. And I've never met them in person, despite communicating with them via email and messenger for years. I'm just really looking forward to having us all together and also being able to meet people in person. It's just going to be so wonderful.
I'm hoping, now we're 2 weeks away, I'm hoping the weather that we're currently having here in Western New York is going to be the same in 2 weeks in Montreal. If it could be 70 and sunny, we broke a record here today where I live. So I'm just hoping Mother Nature is going to give us some nice weather for Montreal so we can walk around, for people for travel. So there's no travel nightmares and headaches. Everyone gets there nice and safely. So let's hope in 2 weeks we have the same sort of weather that we're all having here in the Northeast.
I know, it's been kind of a mild winter here in Maine, so I'm hoping it can hold out a little longer. If the snow wants to fall, let it do it this week or the week after we get back.
Yes, agreed. Well, we will get started with some of our general skating news, and this was a big piece of news. We kind of teased it last week because she actually teased it last week, but Alyssa Liu has announced that she is going to return to competition. She posted a video on her Instagram. She shows she's landing a triple salchow, triple flip, a double axel. And then it was confirmed by US Figure Skating. They released a press release announcing that she is planning to come back, planning to compete next season, so the 2024-25 season. We haven't seen her since she announced her retirement after winning the bronze medal at the 2022 World Championships. Phil Hirsch tweeted on March 3rd that Alyssa will work with coaches Philip DiGuglielmo and Massimo Scali in her return to competitive figure skating. Now, she worked with both in the past. Since both coaches are based in the San Francisco area, Alyssa tends to return to UCLA in the fall, so this will become a remote coaching arrangement, sort of like what we're familiar with Nathan Chen doing after the summer, so she'll be doing remote after the summer. They may do some in-person work before that, either in LA or in San Francisco. Philip was Alyssa's coach at the 2022 Worlds and is an U.S. Figure Skating National Technical Specialist. This was unexpected news. I was not expecting her to come back. She seemed pretty content when she announced her retirement. So, seems like we're going to see her next season. Fans are excited about it.
I was a bit surprised because I really felt like she was sincere when she stepped away from the ice after Worlds. And now, I guess it's a big surprise that she's back.
Yeah.
We'll see soon enough that we got that sneak peek on her Instagram. And we'll see soon enough what her plans are because mm-hmm. she'll be gearing up.
Well, Christine Brennan posted an Olympic medal ceremony update. She said all 9 members of the 2022 U.S. figure skating team want to have their gold medal ceremony at the 2024 Paris Olympics. This is pending IOC approval. It would occur the second week of the games, so August 4th to the 11th, and it would include a celebration at the USA House. And this is according to the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee.
So according to Russian news agency TASS, an appeal against the decision of the Court of Arbitration for Sport to disqualify Russian figure skater Kamila Valieva has been registered in the Federal Court of Switzerland. This press service of the Federal Court reported to TASS, a Court of Arbitration of Sport verdict can only be challenged in the Swiss Federal Court in case of procedural violations. The Swiss Federal Court sides with the skater. The case will return to the Court of Arbitration for Sport for review.
Well, we did finally get the official entries for the World Championships. They were announced last week. Unfortunately, there will be no French pair teams. This is due to both teams that were eligible having injuries, so they're not going to be able to use their pair spot. But again, we will have the link to all the entries in the show notes so you can see who is competing in Montreal.
This has not officially been announced. However, I would say screenshots from a presentation or discussion that took place during the World Junior Championships, the ISU Technical Committee, resulted in a leak of some information about the rhythm dance for the next couple of seasons. Evidently for season 24-25, it is a create a dance party with music from the 20th century, which equals a dance mix of a rhythm, an artist, or from a stage or screen. And the rhythm dance for 25-26 being create a dance party with contemporary music of the 21st century. Now, we've talked about this a little bit today in our chat group. I'm all for, you know, having themes and looking at contemporary options, but I also feel like we're missing a bit of the variety that we've come to be accustomed to when it comes to ice dance. And we're starting to get to a point where it's becoming more of a short dance without any... they've taken the pattern out. There's just all of these changes and it's starting to really just become like a short and free skate. And I'm wondering if that's the intent. They're always working with ice dance to try to make it more fun to watch and make it more crowd pleasing. I'm just worried that we're moving further and further away from the essence of what makes ice dance special. But I guess we're going to have to wait and see. Some of the elements that they're looking at for this are short lift, twizzles, choreo step short axis, a mandatory element, pattern steps, including pattern dance element parts, which I believe are going to be from the Paso Doble. It's a lot to take in because it's not what I was expecting, I guess. I was kind of hoping, not that we all have to go back every year to something that's more traditional, but I think a variety is something that we could celebrate. You know, let's have something a little bit different each year so that it doesn't feel repetitive. And even though, yes, the 80s is different than, you know, just music from before 2000. Yeah, it just seems like it's in the same vein. And I just would like to see some more variety, return to a few more of the traditional pieces of dance that that make it what it is.
Yeah. Reading some of this today, I'm kind of like with the, what you said, Daphne, the short, and like we're kind of going back to like having this short dance instead of a rhythm dance, and it's now becoming harder to tell the difference between the short dance and the free dance other than the length of it. And I liked when we had the rhythm dance where I could see the pattern and you could see who was doing the patterns the same, and that's how you could judge it. Yeah, I just don't know. I get we want to evolve and make it fun, but I feel like we need to go back to some of the traditional stuff. And especially when you learn ice dance, you're learning the patterns. And I think I'm one who has missed the patterns. And I feel like we should be bringing them back. Yeah, we explored not having them for a couple seasons. And I think that's the essence of ice dance. And I feel like they need to be back, but I think a lot of fans are with us on this too, that are yeah, kind of not sure what we're doing with ice dance right now.
Yeah, I feel like in some ways ice dance becomes the test subject, like let's try it in ice dance. You know, I'm all for progressive, you know, thoughts moving things forward. I think it's wonderful. And ice dance has grown in some good ways. However, I think we really need to look at the variety of programs, the options, and I think we need to take a step back and say, okay, the pattern gave judges and the audience a chance to watch and understand why Team A may have gotten scored higher than Team B. Yep. Without it, it makes it a little more confusing.
Yeah, it makes it murky a little bit. You can't really tell who is better. It was just easier to see everyone doing the same steps and saying, okay, that team did it better, or, you know, than that team. And I always was the one trying to identify, okay, here comes the pattern. It's starting right now. And yeah, I've missed that. And I'm one to like doing the patterns. When I took ice dance lessons, it was, you know, learning the patterns. Okay, I'm just doing the Dutch waltz and now I'm doing, you know, whatever. And I feel like anybody who's going into dance, yes, I know they're still testing patterns, but then when they get up to, you know, juniors are still doing patterns, but up to senior, then it's like, okay, what was all those patterns for? Now I'm not even doing them. You're doing, you know, parts of them, I should say. But, yeah.
Yeah. I think, yeah, I'm interested to see what the final decision is. As far as I understand, this was a topic of discussion at this meeting. It probably was not intended to be released to the public, yet here it is. And we even discussed ahead of time, should we be talking about it? And it's out there. So we just kind of want to share it. It's there. And we'll keep you posted on any decisions that come out of it. Finally, in our general news, there are a couple of solo dance updates. So the solo dance series is kicking off this week. We'll talk more about the events when we get to that part of the episode. The U.S. Solo Dance Handbook has been updated. After Solo Dance Camp a few weeks ago, they ironed out a couple of the technical things that need to be fine-tuned, so the handbook was updated. And registration is now open for the Washington Pickin International, which is an international event for solo ice dancers.
Well, we've added a new segment into our general skating news called the Safe Sport Topics and Online Resources for Skaters, Parents, and the Figure Skating Community. The Olympic Commission suggested some wide-range changes to Safe Sport in the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee in an article that was posted by the Associated Press on March 1st. Recommendation number 2 in the report said that Congress should make Safe Sport fully independent so that it can regain athletes' trust and be held more accountable to the movement and the public, And that was from page 123 of the final report. And we'll put the link to that report in our show notes.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
South Carolina Figure Skating Club was named in a sexual abuse case, the lawsuit follow-up article. And so we'll have that link. Eating Disorders Awareness Week, Instagram Live Conversation with Gracie Gold that took place on March 1st. And then Anything GOE's had a book review of Gracie's book, Out of Shape, Worthless Loser.
Moving on, it was an incredibly busy weekend. As we get into our event results, the World Junior Championships took place in Taipei City. Different time zone, but thankfully the YouTube videos were online to watch after, which was a huge assist when it came to prepping to talk about it today.
Well, yeah, some history in the men's event as Korea's Min-Koo So won a historic first junior men's medal for Korea. He was last to skate in the free skate. He opened with a triple axel double toe, but he popped his second triple axel. He did produce six more triples after that. He was second after the free skate, but managed to hold on to the top spot to claim the title. The junior Grand Prix final winner, Ryo Nakata, was fifth after the short program. He attempted a quad toe in the free skate, but he stepped out of it. He hit seven triples in his program to win the free skate, and he moved up to claim the silver medal. Slovakia's Adam Hegera, who's been making history all season with winning the silver at the Youth Olympics, bronze at the Junior Grand Prix final. He claimed the bronze with eight triple jumps in his free skate here at Junior Worlds. The only glitch came when he stumbled on the back end of his triple axel double toe combination. His bronze medal is the first ISU championship medal for Slovakia. And we will see Adam Hegera in 2 weeks at the World Championship. So his season isn't over yet. He is still on a roll. One more event to go. Japan's Shunsuke Nakamura jumped up from 10th place to finish 4th overall. France's Francois Pinault dropped from 2nd to 5th after making errors on two jumps, and Jaekeon Lee of Korea moved up from 12th to finish 6th.
Well, in the women's event, like the Junior Grand Prix final, Korea's Jia Shin won the short program over Japan's Mao Shimada with less than a point separating the two. But it was Mao Shimada that won the free skate to claim her second consecutive World Junior title. She did it by hitting a perfect quadruple toe loop. She stepped out of her triple axel attempt, but still managed seven triple jumps, including two triple-triple combinations. Jia Shin claimed her third straight Junior World silver medal with seven triples in her free skate. The only mistake was a slight wobble in her final combination spin. Both Mao and Jia will still be too young for senior next season as the minimum age requirement jumps up to 17. Jia turns 16 in a few weeks and Mao does not turn 16 until October. In 8th place, after the short program, Rina Uzono of Japan, who is only 13, had a clean free skate with 7 triples to earn a personal best free skate score to claim the bronze medal. Fun fact, this is the same exact podium as what we got for the Junior Grand Prix final. And Ida Karhunen of Finland finished just off the podium. Japan's Ikura Kushida dropped from 3rd to finish 5th overall after falling on two jumps. And Anastasia Brandenburg of Switzerland finished in 6th place.
Well, moving on to the pairs. Pairs was like the first event. It finished before even dance had started at Junior Worlds, but that's sort of the same schedule we'll see at the World Championships as well. Anastasia Malakina and Luca Peruvola of Georgia had a 9-point lead after the short program, but their free skate had a few mistakes, with Malakina falling on the triple saukow while Peruvola stepped out of the triple toe. They still managed to win the free skate and claim the gold medal. Now, Luca becomes the first man to win two junior world titles with two different partners. Well, Team USA's Olivia Flores and Luke Wang skated last, and they could have capitalized on the mistakes of Malakina and Peruvola to possibly win the free skate, but Flores fell on the throw triple loop and stumbled on the side-by-side triple saukow. They finished second in the free and second overall to claim the silver medal. In fourth after the short program by only 0.30 points was Team USA's Naomi Williams and Lachlan Luer. Their only mistake in the free was Naomi fell on a double axel. They finished fourth in the free skate, but were able to move up to capture the bronze medal. Now here's the fun fact in the pairs event. The last time two U.S. pairs teams were on the podium at Junior Worlds was 2006, when Julia Vasloff and Drew Meekins and Kendra Moyle and Andy Setz won gold and silver respectively. Drew Meekins just happens to be the coach of Olivia Flores and Luke Wang and Naomi Williams and Lachlan Luer. And so I think that is just such a cool fact that happened. And how cool is that? He was one part of the teams that were on the podium at Junior Worlds in 2006. And now he's at the boards coaching the two Team USA teams that were on the podium. Italy's Irina Napolitano and Eduardo Comi had the third best free skate to move up from 7th place to finish just off the podium. Canada's Martina Arino-Kent and Charlie LaLiberté-Laurent slipped from 3rd to 5th, and Ava Kemp and Yotin Lizaroff finished 6th.
Well, moving on to ice dance, none of last year's World Junior Championships medalists returned to compete at this event. Leia Nesset and Artem Markolov, who have won pretty much everything all year, look like a senior team, and they skated well in the free dance, except for their final element, which was a character lift, where they had an issue. It was deemed a fall, and they received mostly -3 GOEs, plus -2 points for a fall. This mistake was uncharacteristic of them, as they have been incredibly solid all season. They become the 12th U.S. team to win the World Junior Championships in ice dance. The top three finished in the order that they were at the Junior Grand Prix final. Israel's Elizabeth Kachenko and Alexei Kalyakov end their season with a silver medal and a first medal for Israel at the World Junior Championships in ice dance. They were in third after the rhythm dance. Daria Grimm and Mikhail Savitsky were in 6th after the rhythm dance last year before having to withdraw due to illness. In 2nd place after the rhythm dance, they won the bronze medal. This is the first medal for Germany since the creation of this competition. In 6th after the rhythm dance, France's Selina Fragi and Jean-Hans Fourneau moved up to 4th, which is their highest placement at the World Junior Championships to date. Team USA's Eliana Peel and Ethan Peel finished in 5th place in their World Championships debut. Fun fact, 22 years ago, Elena Kalyavina-Destatny, who was the coach of Nessa and Markolov, won the silver medal at the World Junior Championships.
How cool is that?
It is amazing.
Well, moving on to recent interviews. Olympics.com had two articles, one with Jia Shin. This was before Junior Worlds, and it's talking about Yuna Kim as well in there. And the other article is Amber Glenn on her new role as U.S. champion and a renewed Olympic dream with the quote, "I really do see it as a possibility."
Japan Ford had two articles. They had men's and women's free skate recaps.
Well, Good Morning America, ABC News interviewed Joel Savory about coaching Howard University's figure skating team in intercollegiate competition.
So Robert Brody had a retrospective on the 1996 Edmonton Worlds and preliminary Canadian broadcast info for the 2024 World Championships. Skate Info Glass had two articles, Celine interviewed Dania Muaddin and Theo Bijou, who competed at their first World Junior Championships. They're very young. I think they're like 13, 14, 15, very young. Also, she had an interview with Selena Fragi and Jean-Hans Fourneau.
Well, the Daily Herald, and that's in the Chicago area, had an article about Alexa Kinnear waiting to get her gold medal.
Europe on Ice had an interview with Javier Fernandez on his transition from being a competitor to a coach.
Anna, over at the Future of Figure Skating podcast, released an interview today with Bruno Mousseau about what makes a good coach.
The Jamestown Post-Journal, which is in New York, writes about a new book on Tola Cranston, with one chapter being written by a local New York woman.
Well, moving on to upcoming events for the week, the 2024 Sonja Henie Trophy will take place March 8th through the 10th in Oslo, Norway, and this is a junior, senior, and novice men and women event.
So the 2024 Maria Olszewska Trophy will take place in Bombonierka, Poland, from March 6th through the 10th. It's junior, senior, and novice for all disciplines.
The 2024 Denver Invitational is taking place in Highlands Ranch, Colorado. It's March 7th through the 10th, and that is solo dance.
Yes, also taking place a couple of other solo dance events. Magnolia Open in Alpharetta, Georgia, from March 8th through the 10th. The second annual Solo Dance Camp in Denver, Colorado, on March 10th. And the British Solo Dance Qualifier event from March 4th through the 8th in Sheffield, United Kingdom.
Now, next week, we are not planning to do a weekly episode because it's going to be a little bit quieter of a week. There's not a big event taking place. We will put a blog up with some show notes for things that, you know, do take place during the week for, like, the results of these events. So here's what's coming up the week after. The World Junior Synchronized Skating Championships is taking place in Switzerland, March 15th to the 16th. Coupe d'Ubertem is taking place in Luxembourg, March 15th to the 17th. That's senior, junior, and novice men and women. There is a paid live stream for that. And the 49th annual Howard E. Van Camp Invitational is taking place in East Lansing, Michigan, March 15th to the 17th.
That brings us to the end of our planned content. Gina, can you let folks know where they can find us?
Well, you can find us at our website. It's thisweekinskating.com, on social media, including the site formerly known as Twitter, at @thiswkinskating, Facebook, Instagram, and Threads, it's This Week in Skating. We love your feedback or your questions. You can reach out to us on social media or email us at thisweekinskating@gmail.com.
If you're enjoying our episodes, please join us on Patreon. We're at patreon.com/thisweekinskating. Before we sign off, we like to shine a lens on what's going on at our respective websites. Over at icedance.com, I've got World Junior Championships photos from Harumi, a recap of the event by Mateo, and the remainder of Melanie's photos from the Novice Canadian Championships are now online as well.
Over at FSO, World Junior Championships photos from Robin. I am finishing up a recap on the Junior Worlds. And we had an interview, Scott did it, with Kayla Smith and Jared McPike, and they talked about the Youth Olympics.
Well, coming this week for This Week in Skating, as we mentioned, we will not be doing a weekly episode. However, you do know that if something really big drops, Gina and I will come together and put something out for you. However, we are planning to drop some interviews next week.
Yeah.
Two of them, in fact. So we hope that you will enjoy them.
And we have one this week, too. So you're getting one this week as well.
Yes. So we're posting this on Tuesday. You will get an episode on Wednesday. It'll be an interview. As usual, we like to keep it to be a little bit of a surprise. We hope you enjoy the interviews that we have coming over the next week. And we're still continuing to count down to the World Championships in Montreal, just 2 weeks away.
Yes.
Well, that brings us to the end of our episode. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I'm Daphne.
And I'm Gina.
And you've been listening to This Week in Skating.
Have an ice week!
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.